Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Christy Hutcherson with Women Fighting for America. I know it's been quite some time since I've actually done a live. I've been working with my team very hard behind the scenes for months and months, gathering a lot of information, intelligence. We've been at the border, we've been in and out of Central and South America and overseas, following, of course, the corruption of what's going on with our open borders and the terrorist activity, Iran and China, which are an imminent threat to the United States of America. But today I'm not here to talk about that. Today I'm here to talk about our own citizens of the United States of America who are in desperate, desperate need. I come from a state where we're used to hurricanes and the devastation and the lives lost and the property and how long it takes to recover from such horrific natural disasters. Our brothers and sisters up in the mountains in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee and Georgia are in desperate need. We have troops, let me rephrase that. We have individuals on the ground, and we're working with Operation Barbecue Rescue, some churches. I have family who live in Maggie Valley, Asheville, Clyde, who have been hit pretty hard. I'm very fortunate my family are okay, but they tell me the desperate need for our help because our government is not showing up, which is very sad. This administration is sending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas to Ukraine. Mayorkas just announced this morning that FEMA is out of money. Yes, you heard that right. FEMA is out of money. They just were given 20 billion of your hard-earned dollars, but somehow they're out of money. And the reason why is because over $640 million just recently went towards housing, feeding, clothing, and helping the illegals who have broken into our nation and our country under the policies of this administration. Wow, our fellow citizens are hurting and go without water, are going without shelter and food and medical supplies, let alone the rescuing that they need. Where are the helicopters going roof to rooftop? The roads are impassable. I've been in some of these locations before the devastation, and they're very remote, very difficult areas to get to. Roads are completely washed away and destroyed. It will be till next year, next fall, before some of these roads are back in operation again. Animals are going to be dying. Livestock will be dying because they will not have the life-saving food and water and hay also that they need. So I'm here this morning to plea for your help. Women Fighting for America is right now currently getting together a tractor trailer of much needed goods to help our brothers and sisters in arms. Please donate now. There's the UR code right there. If you could please go and donate right there, 5, 10, if you can afford more, please donate 100%. 100% of every dollar is going to buying life-saving equipment, food, water, supplies, generators, fuel, blankets. You see, the weather's turning up in the mountains, and it's going to be very, very cold. They're going to need shelter. They're going to need our help because our own federal government is absent. People are being turned away who are trying to help right now. I just was on the phone with my cousin, and she said, "Christy, it is so desperate here. We need so much, and there's so little being done." We don't live in a third world country. We live in America. But somehow, we're not getting the help to the individuals who need it most during this desperate hour. So I'm pleading to you today, right now, to share this message wide with all your friends and donate so we can help our fellow American citizens. I'm going to let you know what is in desperate need right now. We do need helicopters. I work with Kennedy International Security, and we can get helicopters, but helicopters cost money for fuel. We have to have the necessary rescue apparatus on those helicopters so we can do airlifts. If you're a big corporation or a business and you want to donate towards that, you can reach out personally to Kennedy International Logistics and Services. You can go to their website, Kennedy International Logistics and Services, or you can email me directly. Our website is right behind you. Email us. It's upwards of $50,000 to get helicopters up in the air safely, working with local sheriff's departments to coordinate these type of rescues. We need generators. $50 can provide clean drinking water for a family for a whole week. A $100 donation can purchase first aid and basic medical supplies. $250 can provide emergency shelter for families displaced from their homes. And $500 can help us deliver fuel for generators, ensuring power to medical equipment and rescue operations. They're in need of oxygen tanks. People don't even have the oxygen that they need to breathe. Medicine, diabetes medicine, aspirin, tourniquets. We have got to join forces and give like never before. And I want you to be very aware of where you do decide to give. If you don't want to give to us, but just give, that's all I'm asking you to do. Mercury One, Samaritan's Purse, Operation Blessing, our organization, right there, the QR code. Scan right now with your phone and give. I can tell you right now, we need to not give to organizations who are helping to facilitate the diversion of our funds to the illegals. And there's many organizations right now who are doing that. All you have to do is go on their website and see where these NGOs are helping to divert our funds to illegals coming into our country instead of to the legal American citizens who are hurting right now on the mountains of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. America, we can stand united and we can help save our brothers and sisters in their hour of desperate need. Please scan the QR code above and give right now. Again, 100% of all your money is going towards critical supplies that are desperately needed. Not just now, by the way. This is going to be years in the recovery. It's turning cold in the mountains. They're going to need food and shelter, clothing. Everything is gone. Complete cities no longer exist. It looks like worse than a war zone in some of the places. And I hate to be gruesome, but the bodies that are going to be recovered is going to take months to find. We're getting reports right now where bodies are floating down the streams and in the streets. And in, they're finding them in the debris, animals. This is a natural disaster of in great, great magnitude. And again, from somebody who's born and raised in a state where I've lived through hurricanes, I've lived through Cat 3s, 4s, and 5s, it is no joke. The recovery is difficult. It is difficult to get into some of these places, especially when the roads have been washed away, power lines are down, debris fields everywhere. And if you want to volunteer, if you can bring chainsaws, if you're able-bodied men and women who can actually come and volunteer, we're in desperate need of volunteers on the ground. You can sign up at Samaritan's Purse. You can also sign up at Operation Barbecue Rescue. If you want to hand out food and supplies, we are desperately in need. We are organizing that right now at Women Fighting for America on the ground in Hendersonville currently, right now. If you want to volunteer on your own dime, please reach out to Women Fighting for America right now via email, and we will help give you the location where we will be gathering. We have locations right now set up in Hendersonville, North Carolina as staging grounds. It is the closest, safest city so far. It's about 25 minutes, 30 minutes from ground zero. In these times, I'm reminded of our strength as Americans. I'm reminded of our determination and our love for one of another. Now more than ever, we need to come together to help our fellow citizens. This is going to be a long haul, America. Go right now and give. Download that QR code and send it to all your friends. Share it on social media. Give, send, go. And if you want to donate directly off on our sites, Women Fighting for America, you can go right there to the left. PayPal is the quickest way to get the funds to us. 100% of every dollar is going to the rescue efforts right now. 100% of every dime is going to buying critical medical and food supplies, gas, generators, blankets. We need you now more than ever, America. Our government is not coming to help. They have literally waited beyond the 96-hour window. I was so disheartened to hear no help literally almost got in. 96 hours. After 96 hours, it's basically a recovery mission. Shame on this government's response. Shame on Harris. Shame on Biden for not sending in. Instead, they were laying on a beach and out in California at high class, high fancy donors receptions instead of being on the ground with the people they're supposed to serve and protect and defend. 96 hours, dead silence. It's a recovery mission. But we are going to go door to door and do whatever we can to save anybody out there who still we can. But we can't do it alone. We have to have your help. Please donate. $5, $25, $500, whatever you can. All of it will go towards equipment, food, water, supplies that are desperately needed. If you want your money earmarked for something very unique and special, just email us, let us know. Farm animals right now are in need of hay and feed. They're going to be dying without food from starvation. It is critical, and it's going to be months. We cannot forget about our neighbors. Please help if you can. Share this message. Donate. Do not let our neighbors suffer alone. We can do this together. Women Fighting for America on the front lines and in the fight every day for you, the American people. My teams are standing by. They're in Hendersonville, and I've got a team of gentlemen who are willing to go in. We're gathering and right now trying to get helicopters, but that costs a lot of money. They desperately need help and rescue. Operation Barbecue Rescue is an incredible organization. Shane Hayes, he's the founder. You've probably seen him on Fox News. Him and I have been in constant contact every day. We're serving up thousands of meals. Just yesterday alone, he got asked to provide over 100,000 meals. We cannot do it alone. We need your help. We need your donations. We need your volunteer help. God bless you guys. My heart and prayers go out to every victim of this hurricane from Florida all the way up the East Coast, to every family member who've lost loved ones. My heart goes out to you. We're praying for you right now. The covering of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ come upon you and your family in this great nation. May God protect you. May God bring help. May God bring love to your communities through our hands, hearts, and feet. We are to be the feet and hands of Jesus. Let's act. Let's show them our love right now in this hour of need. Women Fighting for America, with your help, will bring that hope and love and much, much needed supplies. Together, we will survive. Together, we will rebuild communities. God bless you guys. Donate, download the QR code, Give, Send, Go. We will have a direct link in a little bit from our website directly to the Give, Send, Go. But all money right now, no matter where you give on our platform, is going towards the Hurricane Relief Fund and Rescue. We are loading up this weekend, and we are heading, hopefully by your help, your generous donations, a huge tractor trailer of much needed supplies. And again, if you want to volunteer, please reach out to us. We've got staging grounds in Hendersonville currently right now in North Carolina needing help. If you want to serve food, Operation Barbecue Rescue desperately needs your help. We'll have that link where you can go and you volunteer to give out much needed meals to not just the rescue workers, but to the families in need. May God have mercy on each and every one of us. May God protect us. Women Fighting for America on the front lines, give right now. Download that QR code. God bless you guys. Share the heck out of this message. And hopefully I will personally see you up in North Carolina. Thank you so much. Give generously. God bless. And God bless this great nation.